بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, الحمد لله رب العالمين. Somebody said that death is not the biggest disaster. Death is not the biggest disaster. He said the biggest disaster in life is when our fear of Allah dies while we are still alive. He said death is not the biggest disaster. The biggest disaster is when the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts dies while we are still alive. The reason for this is obvious, because death is not a disaster in any case, because death is inevitable. In one way or the other, it will happen. And death, inshaAllah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this death on Iman, is inshaAllah guarantee for Jannah. Whereas, if the fear of Allah dies while we are still alive, and we die in that state, then that is guarantee for Jahannam. It's as simple as that. If the fear of Allah is dead, and we die without making tawbah, without getting this fear back, if we live in that state and we die in that state, then the guarantee is Jahannam. So the biggest disaster is that, which is that the fear of Allah is dead while we are still alive. We are talking about the basics of Islam, and it is in order for us to revive this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in our hearts every year that Ramadan al-Kareem comes. It is this for which fasting has been prescribed. Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. Qala ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasting has been prescribed on you as it was prescribed on others before you, so that you may become muttaqun. So the issue is, as I was saying earlier also, with regard to the kalima, with regard to salah, the same thing applies to fasting, same thing applies to all the ibadat, to zakat, to hajj. The ibadah is a means of reaching something. The ibadah is the means of reaching a goal. The ibadah is not something in itself. It is a means of reaching a goal. The kalima is the means of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. The salah is the means of purifying our life, so that it is free from all fawshat and munkarat. It is free from all disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salah separates you tanha anil fahsha wal munkar. So the purpose of salah is to do this, to purify our lives from all the fawshat and munkarat, from all the disobedience of Allah. The purpose of fasting is not to stay hungry and thirsty. The purpose of fasting is la'allakum tattaqun, that we become muttaqeen. So therefore, it is important for us that if we are doing something for a purpose, then we should ask this question and say, is this happening? I am doing this for this purpose. For example, you are running a business, right? So you have the shop or you have some business you are running. Why do you run the business? Why do you run the business? If the business is running at a loss, it is still running. If the business is running at a break-even point, where you are not making any profit, zero profit, right? No profit, no loss. So you are not taking any money home. Say you have a shop and the shop rent is so much and the employees you are employing, their salary is so much and so on, and the amount of business you are doing covers that cost. So business is running. What will you do and what will you say about that business? Will you continue to run it like that? I mean, if you do it, you are a fool, because it is money out of your pocket. it is doing nothing for you. You are going there every day in the morning, opening the shop, sitting there, you know, buying, selling, everything. At the end of the day, in the night when you come home, there is not one single paisa in your pocket more, because whatever you put, that got spent. So, you are zero. So, what will you say? You say, this is useless. I mean, this business is doing nothing for me. No. You see, but after all, business is there. Arey boss, business is not being run for the sake of the business. Business is being run for it to do something for me. Are you doing a business to employ those people who are working for you? No, you are doing the business for profit for yourself. In the process, people also get employed. In the process, some service is being provided, some product is being sold. But that is not the purpose. The purpose is to benefit you as a person, as the owner of the business. If that purpose is not being achieved, any sensible person will say, I think I have to either shut down this business or go into some other business or look at this business. Something is wrong with this business. What must I do in order to make my business profitable? Something is going wrong. I am not doing this business in the right way. So, I need to do something, right? Exactly the same logic. I am fasting. Nothing happens to my taqwa. I am involved in the same haram. I am involved in the same disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I must ask, what is this fasting? Who am I benefiting? I am praying every day. My life is full of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am doing all kinds of stuff. Then what is the point of this prayer? Why am I praying? For what? I am saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but my heart is full of, you know, fear and this and that and somebody said the happiest person is the one who found that Allah is enough for him. The happiest person is the one who found that Allah is sufficient for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked this question, Alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abdah? Allah said, is Allah not sufficient for his slave? Alaysa Allahu bikafin 'abdah? In the Quran, Allah asks this question. Allah says, is Allah not sufficient for his slave? Why are you worried? Why are you worried? Why are you running around like some, you know, predatory animal is running behind you? What is the problem? Is Allah not enough for you? What more do you want? So, the happiest person is the one who found that Allah is enough for him. This is La ilaha illallah. What else is La ilaha? Tell me. This is what happened to the Sahaba. When they said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, their life changed completely. So, when I say life changed, what happened? Did they stop? If they were doing something, did they do something else? Or did they change their business? Or they change their home? Nothing. On the surface of it, nothing. Inside, something changed. Inside, something changed. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali said that the ibadat of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu were not necessarily more than that of every other Sahabi. The amount of Quran he read or did or knew was not necessarily more than every other Sahabi. His sadaqat and khairat were not necessarily more than every other Sahabi. Then how is it that his daraja, his level is more than everybody else till the Day of Judgment? Except for the Anbiya. He said, it is because of something that settled in his heart. That is what gives Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu his level. And what is that thing? That is the meaning and the essence of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. That itminan of the qalb came from this. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this for ourselves, inshallah. So, my point is here that when we are looking at fasting, we need to ask ourselves that alhamdulillah we have been fasting every year religiously. We fast 29 days, 30 days, whatever it is in the month. Alhamdulillah we don't miss that. No matter what else we fast. At the end of that, what is the result in my life? What is the result supposed to be? Taqwa. So, can I measure that? In my fasting, can I say that last year I was fasting my life was like this. Okay, my whole life didn't change, but something changed. There's something I used to do which was not in keeping with what Allah wants, and I stopped doing that last year. Now, some other stuff was still there. Now, this year I fasted. So, I made this change. So, even if you do that, then inshallah, in a period of, 5 or 10 years, whatever it is, I mean, why it did not take all this time? And I'm saying, alhamdulillah, we have been fasting for longer than that. So, by now our life should be pure, no? Should be completely free from all disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not talking about things which happened by mistake and so on. I did not know, I did something. Even though I knew, I forgot. Sometimes, you get angry, you say something or somebody says, I'm not talking about it. I'm saying deliberately, knowingly, I know this is wrong, I still do it. I'm talking about that kind of stuff. I know interest-based business is haram, but I still do it. I know ghibat is haram, but I still do it. I know lying is haram, but I still tell lies. I know leaving for salah is haram, I leave for salah. I know it takes me out of Islam, still I do it. I'm talking about that kind of stuff. I'm saying, at least that should not be there, no, in our lives. So, is it happening? If it is not happening, what is the solution? Because this kind of life that we are living, may Allah protect us from this, from ourselves. This kind of moronic life, it's like a, total, one of those toys, you wind it up and leave it, it goes round and round and round and round until it runs out of battery or whatever and stops. That's how we are living. Every morning we get up, we go to bed, we get up, we go to bed, we get up, we go to bed. That's the whole, this is our life. Sometimes I like to do this for myself, and I also suggest you do it for yourself. Sit down with a piece of paper and say, what did I achieve yesterday? Write down. Just 24 hours earlier, alhamdulillah, memory and all that is good, no? You remember what we did. I'm not saying what did you do, that you will write down. What did I achieve yesterday? Do this as an exercise. 24 hours have passed. What did I achieve in that 24 hours? And see the fun. As I said, not saying what did you do. Don't say I did this, I went to the shop. No. What did you achieve? Yesterday, what did I achieve? The first thing you will realize is that you probably will not be able to write what did you achieve because you had no objective in the first place. How can you write what did I achieve when you never wanted to achieve anything? So that's the first problem. Second thing is if you wanted to achieve something, did you do that? Did you achieve that? The time passed. So did you achieve? So sit down and write. What did I achieve yesterday? So write down, so let us sit down and write and say, what am I achieved? Have I achieved this objective of fasting? We are talking about fasting here. Have I achieved the objective of fasting, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is to develop taqwa in Him? The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of offending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is taqwa. Has that come into my life? Has that come into my heart? And the proof of that, this is not a, there is no mystery in this. If the fear of offending Allah has come into my life, then there will not be anything in my life that offends Allah. If I'm afraid of offending Allah, if I tell you I am afraid of offending Allah, and then you find me doing something which is offending Allah, what will you say? You will say, just now you did something which offends Allah. So, okay, I did that by mistake. Alhamdulillah, I make tawbah. But if it is not something like that, if it is something which I am doing deliberately, I know it is wrong, I am still doing it, then what will you say? You will say, sir, you are a liar. You are saying you have a fear of offending Allah, but you are doing something which offends Allah, you know this, then you are telling lies. You are telling lies to yourself and you are telling lies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not doing it. It's no harm to anybody else. If I do something which offends Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does it affect you? It doesn't bother you, it doesn't affect you. You are telling me because you are concerned about me. Otherwise, how are you bothered? It's okay. Jo karna hai karo, kon roke? So let us do this test. Do I have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger in my heart? Do I have taqwa? What is the proof? Is there anything in my life which offends Allah? If that thing is there in my life which offends Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then let me get rid of that right now, because I don't know whether I will be alive tomorrow. Simple as that. Right now, just now, let me get rid of it. Otherwise, as I said in the beginning, the worst disaster is not death. The worst disaster is for the fear of Allah to die before we die. The worst disaster is for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to die while we are still alive. That is the worst disaster. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this, and we ask Allah to enable us to make the effort towards this, because if we die with this situation, then we are in serious trouble. We ask Allah to save us from that. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.